from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Increased volcanic activity in Montserrat. Governor Savage postpones raising state alert to red. Independence or more powers to governors? That's the debate in some dependent territories. And CNN battles to become the first American news network in Havana. I'm Carol Ord. This is BBC Caribbean Report. Montserrat witnessed a fresh bout of volcanic activity today. Large pyroclastic flows rolled into the sea and ash clouds at 20,000 feet covered most of Plymouth. Authorities were forced to close the island's main seaport. It's the largest ash cloud since September last year. And this evening, Governor Frank Savage told me plans to raise the state of alert from orange to red were dropped after activity fell this afternoon.
Administratively, we're at a high level of alert. We are ready should the scientists, during the course of the afternoon or tomorrow, advise us that we need to go to a higher level. Quite a lot of ash on Plymouth this afternoon, wet ash, about a quarter of an inch, I'm told, which forced the closure of the port and the rice factory on a temporary basis. But I understand that both operations are preparing to reopen.
And what of those living in the evacuated zones? Were they affected by today's latest increase in activity?
Those in the evacuated zones, there shouldn't be anybody living in the evacuated zones, but there are a few people. There's nobody, to our knowledge, living on the eastern side where the pyroclastic flow activity is taking place. There are no doubt some people living in and around Plymouth. We've done our best to get them out, and today they would have been affected by quite heavy ash falls, by thunder and lightning, and by quite unpleasant conditions for a short period of time, but in the event, nothing life-threatening.